If meat has been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Well, if you can get it along, you heat it up.
Yeah, but what if you let some meat stay too long? You'd say it would...
Rash.
Got what?
Rash.
Okay. Now, what'd you call the fella who used to cut the meat for it in the store, for you in the store?
Butcher.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, Mr., what would you do with the head of the hog? What would you do with the meat from the head?
Big hog head cheese.
Okay. Now, what would you do with the liver? Did you make a dish out of the liver of it?
Well, yeah, you can make liver. You can eat. I know some people that used to take the guts.
Yeah.
Old man Duncan Mine and Ocean Spring, Russell Moran's daddy. Oh, he used to like that. He used to come to my father-in-law with it. Boy, them hog guts. Oh, he used to like that. He'd boil them. Boil hog guts. Season them with vinegar, one thing and another.
Yeah. Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
Huh?
Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
Yeah, we make blood sausage.
You would?
We could eat the blood sausage.
Did you ever make anything from the juice of the head cheese and maybe mix it up with cornmeal?
No.
No? Okay. Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you might say the butter got...
Well, sour, ransom.
Okay.
Like that.
Now, what would you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Sour milk.
Yeah, thick, sour milk.
Some people used to like sour milk better than do fresh milk.
Yeah. What'd you call that milk?
Well, if you keep it long enough, if you can make cream cheese out of it.
Yes. Did you have a name for that milk?
I don't know.
Did you ever call it clabber?
That's right, clabber.
Okay. Now, what was the first thing you did with milk after you milked to get the impurity out of it? You'd have to...
Well, you'd have to strain it.
Okay. Now, did you ever have a dish maybe that was baked in a real deep dish made out of fruit and had a crust on top? What would you call that?
Pies?
No, not if it wasn't a pie, if it only had a crust on the top and it didn't have a crust on the bottom like a pie did. Did you have a name for it?
Well, that was an oyster pie.
Oyster pie?
Oyster pork. All kinds of meat in it.
What was
poke?
What was poke?
Squirrel meat, rabbit meat, all that kind of meat there. My old mother-in-law could really make an oyster pie.
What was poke?
Huh?
What was poke?
Poke.
Yeah.
It was hog.
Why'd you call it poke? I've never heard that before.
Never what?
Why'd you call it poke? I never heard that before.
Poke?
Yeah.
It's hog. Pork chops.
Oh, I see. Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food?
Okay.